Now, even though it's the middle of the summer, many of us are already looking forward to September 15th and the opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia. But you know what? Olympic fever hasn't exactly caught on as much as you might think. There are still tickets left to the events, hotel rooms available, and airline seats for sale. So even if you started planning a trip to the Olympics this weekend, you should be able to find a good deal. One Savvy Traveler listener has the inside scoop on the games. He's Ray Olson from Cleveland, Ohio. Ray's been planning his trip for almost a year now, so I called him up to get tips for the rest of us. Ray says beware, because once you've seen the Olympics in person, you might get hooked forever.
Well, actually, I got turned on in Los Angeles in 84, and it was so exciting and different, and the whole atmosphere just kind of grabs you.
And what's been your favorite Olympics of the five you've attended?
Probably Barcelona.
Because of the town or the games?
Well, the town was great, but there were several things that happened during the games, I guess, that made it special.
Like what, Ray?
Well, I guess the most interesting was in the 800 meters track and field finals, Johnny Gray, who had been in two prior finals, was leading into the end when two fellows from Africa passed him up. They immediately went over to the sideline and had friends that handed him flags from Kenya, who started doing their victory laps. He started around kind of naked without a flag. When I saw this, I ran down and handed him the flag I had, which he used to do the victory lap.
Oh, that's great. Now, you've already organized your trip to Sydney. Any tips you can pass along to us?
The one thing you have to do, of course, is get tickets for the games themselves. Although there's a lot of other things going on beside the games. And the designee for ticket distribution in the United States for Sydney is Cartan. So that's a necessity to call them and put in.
Okay, so you contact Cartan Tours here in the States, and you hopefully get tickets to at least some events. Now, are all the primo events, the opening ceremonies that are so popular, already sold out?
Actually, there's only maybe half a dozen that are sold out. The openings are sold out, but you can still get into the closings if you have $1,000. But most tickets are surprisingly cheap. For instance, you can go to any of the baseball games, and we even know which ones the U.S. and Japan and Cuba are playing in, for either $11 or $14.
All right, so you've got tickets. What about hotels and lodging? You have to stay 3 hours out of Sydney?
Some of them are. Some are not. The cheapest one I've run across is an outfit called World Sports, where for $2,500 you can get airfare from L.A., breakfast, and a motel-type setting for nine nights, which is quite a bargain.
It's surprising that 2 months before, there's still tickets, lodging, and airline seats available. Has America not responded as enthusiastically to this round of Summer Olympics?
Well, I think you have to remember that it is in Australia, and it does take quite a while to get there and come back. And I think that's almost more of a psychological barrier to people than a real one. I was there, for instance, just last February, kind of checking things out, and it's really not a bad flight at all.
You can get catch up on your reading.
You can do that and get ready for the Olympics.
Savvy Traveler listener Ray Olson with the lowdown on the Olympic Games in Sydney. Now, there are plenty of other events going on, both in conjunction with the Games and, well, just because Sydney's a pretty happening town. I didn't realize just how happening until I spoke with Anna Bolger, who writes for Lonely Planet Guidebooks. Lonely Planet just released its new guide to Australia with a complete section on the upcoming Games. Anna says that even without the Olympics, Sydney's a terrific city to visit.
Sydney is a great place. It really is. I mean, there are national parks that are not too far away, and you can do walking trips and hiking trips, and it's very good for cycling. So it's a very much an outdoors activities town in that sense, if you're into that.
You can now climb the bridge in Sydney, can't you?
You can. Actually, I did that last year. It's really amazing. You just get a fantastic view. And, you know, it's a little bit exhilarating because you are up so high, so it's a little bit scary. And
don't you have to take a breathalyzer test before you climb that bridge?
They're very, very strict on the health of the person and the state of the person when they're about to do the climb.
Are there other events happening in Sydney contemporaneous with the Olympics that are related to the Olympics but not necessarily an official part of the festivities?
There's an Olympic Arts Festival that's been organized And, I mean, I'd really recommend a lot of, you know, those events to people who are coming to visit Sydney as well. They'll see Sydney and Australia has a lot more to offer than sport, because we're often thought of as, you know, a race without culture and just sport heads. And, you know, this will actually show that, you know, we have an artistic culture to us as well.
Thank you, Anna. Anna Bolger works in Melbourne, Australia, for the Lonely Planet Guidebook series. It's just published its new Australian guidebook with a whole section on the Sydney Games. Anna, thanks for filling us in.
Thanks very much, Rudy.